From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rocket strikes in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk today hit a government military headquarters and some residential areas. A government secretary said, according to preliminary data, the rebel rocket attacks on the city killed 15 people and wounded another 63. The government reported 32 of those wounded were servicemen at an airfield. Meanwhile, representatives of Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France are due to meet in Minsk Wednesday to try to reach an agreement to end the conflict. A U.S. woman being held hostage by Islamic State militants in Syria is dead. The confirmation of her death today by U.S. officials and her family comes 4 days after the Islamist group said aid worker Kayla Mueller was killed in a Jordanian airstrike. The exact circumstances surrounding her death have not been confirmed. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his government receives information about U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, but said there is no direct cooperation. Mr. Assad told the BBC in Damascus that there are exchanges of messages through third parties, such as Iraq, but that they do not include tactical information. The president said Syria would not join the U.S.-led coalition. Witnesses say at least 12 people were killed and 30 wounded in central Somalia today when a moderate Islamist group fought with Somali government troops. The violence started when Alusuna Waljama forces attacked government bases in the town of Guri El, about 400 kilometers north of Mogadishu. Witnesses say government troops have been driven out of the town. The attack followed a dispute over the group's representation in government. This is VOA News. India's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party has routed or was routed in local elections in the national capital, Delhi, at the hands of a young party known for its strong anti-corruption plank. Anjana Pasricha reports.
The scale of the defeat for the Bharatiya Janata Party was far worse than expected, with the Aam Aadmi or Common Man's Party set to control more than 90% of the seats in the 70-member Delhi Assembly. Prime Minister Modi conceded defeat early and promised to support Aam Aadmi Party chief Arvind Kejriwal. The two-year-old Aam Aadmi Party rode to power on a plank of rooting out corruption, providing cheaper water, electricity and clean governance. Elections were held in Delhi because polls a year ago produced no clear winner. At that time, the BJP had emerged as the number one party. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today said he does not see his upcoming speech to the U.S. Congress at the invitation of opposition Republicans as a confrontation with President Barack Obama.
This is not a personal disagreement between President Obama and me. I deeply appreciate all that he has done for Israel in many fields. Equally, I know that the president appreciates my responsibility, my foremost responsibility, to protect and defend the security of Israel.
Mr. Netanyahu said he has a profound disagreement with the U.S. and other nations concerning offers made to Iran in recent negotiations over the Iranian nuclear program. President Obama says he will not meet with the Israeli leader during the trip to Washington next month. The United States Embassy in Yemen is closing due to deteriorating security conditions there. A U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity confirmed that the mission was closing and that the ambassador would leave Yemen by Wednesday. A State Department spokeswoman would neither confirm nor deny the decision to close the embassy. Italian authorities say at least 29 African migrants have died of hypothermia while crossing the Mediterranean in freezing weather and rough seas. The Italian Coast Guard says it found 7 people dead when it answered a distress call from the migrants' boat off Libya late Sunday. It says 22 others died on a vessel that brought the migrants to the island of Lampedusa through waves as tall as 9 meters high. The number of deaths from Ebola has risen to 9,152, a sharp increase following weeks in which the outbreak appeared to be weakening. Suspected Boko Haram militants from Nigeria have killed some of the passengers they seized from a bus in Cameroon on Monday. A witness tells VOA the kidnappers killed 7 of the 20 hostages and dumped their bodies on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.